I'm very thankful for the opportunity to be on this radio series and to share with you some of the important truths from the Word of God. As we come into this radio series, I am very concerned that we observe very carefully what God has to teach us concerning this subject. The subject is going to be the spiritual sacrifices we offer to God. To some of you, this may seem like a very strange subject to be speaking about, but this idea goes back to the Old Testament times when men first began offering blood sacrifices to God. Now, blood sacrifices were God's will for people to offer. Even Abel, clear back in the book of Genesis, began by offering blood sacrifices to God. Adam and Eve had sinned, the generations to follow were sinners, and so Abel began offering blood sacrifices to God. And as you go through the book of Genesis, you find that Noah offered sacrifices to God. Then in a very special way, Abraham offered blood sacrifices to God. And then, of course, as the nation of Israel was formed, blood sacrifices were a vital part of their offerings to God. This was the way they worshiped God, by offering sacrifices of blood and other things to God. Now, these blood sacrifices had a very important purpose. First of all, we learn that it taught them that they themselves were sinners in need of a Savior. There was no blood sacrifice which could take away their sins. But these blood sacrifices were a reminder to them of their sinful nature, that they needed to come before God with deep repentance. They needed to come before God with a deep desire to please and to honor God. And so they would offer these blood sacrifices to God, and God would accept these sacrifices, not for the forgiveness of their sins, but just their intentions before God. Most important, every blood sacrifice, the millions and millions and millions of them they offered in those years before Christ was born, every blood sacrifice was a picture of the coming sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. You remember the words of John in John 1:29. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming, he cried out and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And the emphasis there is upon the Lamb of God. In other words, you've offered millions and millions and millions of sacrifices, and every one of these was a picture of the coming sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. Those sacrifices in the Old Testament could not take away your sin, and this is taught also in the book of Hebrews. However, now the Lamb of God has come. God's own Lamb has come. And he's going to be offered as the one eternal sacrifice for your sins. And so as the people of Israel offered these millions of sacrifices to God, numbers and numbers from every family would be offered to God in the space of a lifetime. As they offered these sacrifices to God, there was this hope of the coming Messiah. The Messiah had not yet come. That Messiah was to be the Lord Jesus himself. But someday that Messiah would be given, and he would become the one great eternal sacrifice for our sins. His blood would wash away all our sins. And so these Old Testament sacrifices were very, very important. Now the reason for this series is this, and that is that sometimes these sacrifices were not offered in righteousness, in obedience, in brokenness of heart. People were rich. They had so many animals they could offer to God. Not only the people of Israel, but even their kings, many times, would offer sacrifices to God. And these sacrifices became a substitute for obedience and righteousness and these other values and characteristics and qualities that God wanted in their lives. And so they became an abomination to God. God had to remind them, "I want your sacrifices. The sacrificial system is part of my commands for you. But when these sacrifices of animals become a substitute for what is in your own heart, I cannot accept these sacrifices anymore. Your sacrifices, in others, become an abomination to me." Now, what does this have to do with us today? We ourselves need to observe the fact that there are many things we tend to offer to God. I think in the Christian life, for instance, people offer church attendance. They offer their their gifts to God. They give money to the church, and they give money for this cause and that cause. They try to help their neighbors, and as somebody said, they don't kick their dog like they used to. And so we offer many, many things to God today. We even offer sometimes our devotion to the church and the fact that we love the church and we love its services and we love its various ceremonies that are carried out. But in our hearts, we may not be right with God. It is possible today, as it was possible in Israel, for us to use our offerings to God, these various things we do and the various observances we keep, as a substitute for what God wants. I want to say this first of all. If you have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, the first offering God wants from you is that you would come to Jesus alone and trust Him as your Savior from sin. This isn't actually part of this series, but I could hardly begin this series without emphasizing this important truth. If you are not yet saved, if you have not yet looked to Jesus alone as your only means of salvation, saying to Jesus, "There is no other person, there is no other thing that I can do except come to you in your grace and trust you as my Savior from sin." If you have not yet done this, then this really is the first sacrifice you need to offer to God. Some of you may be very religious, and I say this very respectfully. Some of you may be very religious. Even in your homes, you may carry out various religious observances of one kind or another. But if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus as your only way to heaven, you are not going to be accepted by God. Jesus had this to say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So Jesus is saying, "I alone am your Savior from sin. And if you are depending upon anyone else, you don't have me." Again, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, "There is none other name given among men by which we might be saved." There is no other name under heaven, in fact, he says, given among men by which we might be saved. So I would urge you to begin in this way. And then if you are a Christian, as we go through this long series of little messages concerning the sacrifices we offer to God, I trust that you will examine your own heart and ask yourselves this very important question: is there anything that I am substituting for my walk with God? Is there anything I am substituting for obedience and righteousness and all of these other things we're going to be looking at? And I trust that as we get into this series, this will be the prayer of your heart. Let me offer a true spiritual sacrifice today to you, or sacrifices, if that's what you need. And I pray this, and may God bless you and help you each one.